Welcome back to Marketing Strategy Academy podcast, where we help female entrepreneurs go from marketing overwhelm to an easy, streamlined strategy and system that includes Pinterest and repurposing content to grow their businesses when they have very little time. I'm your host, Jen Vasquez. Let's jump right into it. Hey, podcast listeners, Jen here. Are you struggling with marketing your business, feeling overwhelmed by the demands and unsure of how to attract your ideal clients? Well, we've got the solution for you. Introducing our second annual Creative Marketing Summit, a virtual event happening from February 13th through the 15th in 2024. Join us as we bring together industry experts who will share their invaluable insights and actionable strategies to help you transform your marketing game. Whether you're a business owner or a female entrepreneur in the service industry, this summit is your ticket to success. And thanks to our premier sponsor, Tailwind, it's 100% free. So mark your calendars for February 13th through the 15th in 2024 and go sign up right now at creativemarketingsummit.com or click the link in the show notes. We are doing a marketing planning series, and today is part one. And part one in your marketing planning is to review last year's content performance on Google Search Console, a data-driven approach to marketing. In today's fast-paced digital landscape, data-driven marketing has become more crucial than ever. Marketers need accurate insights into their content's performance to make informed decisions and optimize their strategies continually. One valuable tool for gaining these insights is the Google Search Console. We're going to explore the importance of data-driven marketing, why Google Search Console matters, and the steps to access and analyze key metrics. We'll also delve into identifying your top-performing content and extracting actionable insights to drive your marketing efforts forward. The importance of data-driven marketing. The phrase knowledge is power couldn't be more accurate. Data-driven marketing involves using data analytics and metrics as well as performance indicators to really inform decision-making, taking it sort of out of the assumption or gut instinct and going forward and more detailed into actually what the data is telling us. Instead of relying on hunches or guesswork, marketers harness the power of data to understand their audience, better evaluating campaign effectiveness and refining strategies. Data-driven marketing offers key advantages for your business and for your marketing planning. Informed decision-making. Data provides concrete evidence to support marketing decisions, reducing the risk of costly mistakes. Audience understanding. By analyzing data, marketers can gain a deeper insight into their audience's preferences, behavior, and needs. Optimized campaigns. Data-driven insights enable marketers to continually optimize campaigns for better results and improved ROI or return on investment. Through data analytics, marketing efforts become more efficient and ultimately more cost-effective. So why Google Search Console matters? Well, it's amazing. But beyond that, Google Search Console is a free web service offered by Google that helps website owners monitor and optimize their site's presence in the Google search results. It provides a wealth of information about how the website performs in Google searches, making it an invaluable resource for SEO or search engine optimization. I do talk a lot about that. And as well as content optimization. So here's why Google Search Console matters. Search visibility. It allows you to see how often your website appears in Google searches and the specific keywords triggering these impressions.
Click-through rates, or CTR. You can analyze how many users clicked on your search results, giving you insights into the effectiveness of your titles and meta descriptions. Indexed coverage. Google Search Console alerts you to any indexing issues on your site, which will help you ensure that your content is properly crawled and indexed into Google. Performance trends. You can absolutely track performance trends over time to identify opportunities and areas that really require some improvement. Again, without that sort of gut instinct. Steps to access Google Search Console data. To get the power of Google Search Console, you want to follow these steps. So, number one, you want to set up Google Search Console. If you haven't already, set up your website on Google Search Console by verifying your ownership. Next, number two, you're going to access the dashboard. Once verified, log into Google Search Console and access your website's dashboard. Third, you want to navigate to the performance report. So you can click on the performance tab on the left-hand sidebar, and there you are going to find valuable data on your site's performance in Google searches. Analyzing key metrics, clicks, impressions, CTR, and average position. Within the Google Search Console performance report, you will encounter several key metrics. Clicks. This metric represents the number of times a user has clicked through to your website from being on a search, like after they searched whatever those search results on and they click on it. That's that number. Impressions. Impressions indicate how many times your website appeared in the Google search results for various queries. Now, it could be pages and pages and pages down. So impressions doesn't mean that people saw your information. It just means that it was pulled up somewhere in those search results. Click-through rate, or CTR. The CTR is the ratio of clicks to impressions, giving you insight into how compelling your search results snippets are. And then last, average position. This metric shows the average position of your site in search results for specific queries. Identifying top performing content. One of the most valuable aspects of Google Search Console is its ability to highlight your top performing content. To identify this content, you're going to access the Pages tab in the performance report, sort the data by clicks or CTR to find the pages that received the most traffic and engagement. So, takeaways and actionable insights. As you review your content's performance on Google Search Console, take note of the following. Identify high-performing keywords and queries. Access the impact of meta titles and descriptions on CTR. Discover opportunities to improve underperforming pages. Optimize content based on user behavior and preferences. And set measurable goals for content improvement going into next year. Data-driven marketing is really essential for modern businesses seeking to maximize their online presence and impact. Google Search Console provides a treasure trove of data and insights to help you refine your content strategy, improve your SEO efforts, and ultimately drive better results. By regularly reviewing your content's performance and taking action based on the data, you can stay ahead of the competition and keep your audience engaged. I recommend doing this type of audit every quarter, but I love to do it at the end of a year. When you find those high performing blog posts, you want to analyze for keywords and the titles. And then you're going to take that information and put it into your plan, which we're going to cover in other parts of this series, to decide on what types of topics you're going to do moving forward for that core content for your business. All right, join me next week for part two of this marketing planning series. I'll see you then.